Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is a reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Whatever you want, God got it. And we got Mary honking all the way from Detroit. And she's going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. I think we need the 23rd number of Psalms read because so much is going on in the land, the killing, the shooting, and nobody being responsible. Storm after storm, blood after blood. But I want to tell you tonight, God is able. Mary, you can read that now.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. That was the 23rd number Psalm that you read. And I just feel that the 23rd number Psalm needs to be read because we're talking about Friday, the $1 trillion flow. Whatever you want, God will give to you whatever you need. I was talking to Sister Neil in Minnesota just a few minutes ago. She lost her brother. She's a bishop. He keeps coming back. And she said, well, she told him to go ahead on. Some of y'all don't understand. He just died. She said, when she came in her room, and she said, you told him gone because you wouldn't listen to what I said. But now you're in the spirit world. Now you want to bother me. And on Tuesday night, I'm going to cross over with a lot of people. And so many, a lady called me, said her son got killed. Another lady called me, said her son got killed. And it's so much of murder going on. I got to go in the spirit and cross over with what's happening. June, I want to tell you, I'm looking at you. You're getting ready to go down south very slow if you go. And you don't need to go. It's three cars going. Please carry your car. Because I see an accident on the way going down to Mississippi, Arkansas. So, if you leave before all the people get on the highway. I share. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. Let me say it again. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. And I want to let you know, whatever you want, God will give it to you. He got your name. And if he got your name, he's going to take care of you. This is Crossover with the Ancestors. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. And that means that you supposed to set up your own business, Mary. And it means that the family supposed to help you set up your business. See, some of us, and what's wrong now? I want to say this tonight. Guns and phones don't go together. These young folks, they get a cell phone, they get a smartphone, they get a pistol. And they done caught so many pistols in these cars, 12, 13, 14 got guns. The boy got shot. He was run, he jumped out the stolen car and ran and whirled around on the police. Police shot him. He didn't have nothing in his hand, but we know all these young folks carry guns. And right down in McDonald's last night, they had a shootout. Two people got killed, five got injured. See? And you see what happened in Buffalo. This sick boy come there with armor on, and he want to kill blacks. See? So there's a lot of sickness and evil going on across the land. What we need is prayer. What we need is what God going to give you what you want. I want to pray tonight for your financial breakthrough. I want to pray tonight for you to get what you want, where you want it, and get it. Now, I want to tell you tonight, if you got a need, plant a seed. Go to my website. That's thecedarabrahamjonesite.com. Go to the home page and go down there to PayPal and you can hit it. Or you can write me at Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628, Seed Abraham. I want to tell you, only the blood of Jesus cover us, covered under the blood. Somebody had to spill some blood. You know, ox won't do, crow won't do, chicken won't do, doves won't do. Only the blood of Jesus cover us. And I want to tell you, as we get ready to go, I decree your business tonight. I decree that every door closed will open up. And I want to let you know that whatever you want, God got it. Whatever you need, God got it. I'm praying for you in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, up in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio. And the people had the tornado. And Mary was telling me, and I'm going to call her right now, give me the name of that town. Okay. It was in Mitchell. Sister Hawkins, what was the name of that town that tornado hit?
Gaylord, Michigan.
Gaylord, Michigan. They had a tornado there at 12 o'clock today. Gaylord, Michigan. I don't know where Gaylord, Michigan at, but somebody know where it's at. But they had a big tornado. And it didn't kill nobody, but it tore up downtown in Gaylord, Michigan. Didn't I tell you floods back-to-back, tornadoes back-to-back? Get ready. I'm going to prophesy this. Get ready for a hurricane. Get ready for something moving quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I'm going to prophesy tonight before I go to the trillion flow. And I want you to know, Sister Helen, I'm praying that you get your business, you know, up and running this year, before this year out. I want to tell you that. And I want you to read Psalms 21 for your business. I feel in the spirit that the trillion flow, you know, they send all that money to Ukraine. What about the money here for the oil? The people can't make it. But I know God going to give you what you want. I know that. You know, I want to say that tonight. I want to get ready because when I come back, I'm going to give you scripture. Get your pens and paper down because I want to give you scripture. I don't know what's wrong with you, but prayer changes things. I read it in the paper. I see it on TV. So many got shot. They're coming up shooting evil. Fret not thyself, evil doers. They'll soon be cut down. So we got evil, I say, among us, and it's taking us out. We got young folks killing your mama, dad. Where's your son? Where's your daughter? The kids got a gun, 12 and 13 years old. Get to fighting, shooting the school, kill four or five people. Flat evil. And I talked about the evil that took over. Revelation chapter 12, let me put this down. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Michael and his angel had a war in heaven, and they fought the devil. We are still fighting the devil. Now, I want to tell you tonight, in the trillion flow, you're supposed to have what you want. I decree tonight through the Holy Ghost, whatever you want, God's going to get to you. Whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. I just know that God got something special, but you got to claim it. You got to go into the experience, I claim my healing. I'm taking back all that the devil stole. I'm going to take it back. I got to, I want to play that well. But right now the devil trying to steal your mind. It ain't no more civil right. It's human right. It's the right to live. It's the right to be happy. It's the right to travel. Right now it's so bad, people scared to travel on the expressway they shoot. They're scared to fly the plane because of the virus. I want to tell you, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God got what you need, and God's going to give it to you quick, fast. Somebody was a bishop in a hurry. And I'm praying for God to do something quick, fast. I want you to name and claim what you want. Mama gave you what's going on. What's going on? People have turned their back from God. Mama killing daddy, daddy killing mama. Children killing mama and daddy. Murder is the order of the day. That angel Abaddon is murdering people. People are possessed with demons and devils. Y'all don't want me to say that, but we got some young folks that are possessed, and they don't care. But I want to talk about take back all the devil stole in the tree. I want to tell y'all, I'm going to play a little of that. Whatever you stole, sometimes the devil stole your mind, stole your husband, stole your wife, stole your child. Mama, the boy got killed. Life stolen. That's evil. Your daughter, evil. Because you're supposed to be healed. Whatever you need, God got it. And I'm going to play that tonight. But I want to play this in where you know that I'm taking, you got to say this tonight. I'm taking back everything the devil stole from me and my family, 10 generations. I'm taking it back. $1 trillion flow.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything back to the devil. No.
Relationships don't work between black people.
Some of you don't know the devil took your peace. You ain't got no peace at home. One lady told me that she taking sleeping pills because she can't go to sleep. Don't let the devil take your joy. Don't let the devil take your anointing. I decree tonight your healing. I decree body, mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that God got a word for you, man, woman, God got a word for you. I want to get it to you. If I get it to you, God will get it through you. And I got a word for you. $1 trillion flow.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
A much right man need a much right woman. And you got to get it from God. And I wonder, it's a young lady. I got to talk to her. I picked her up in the spirit, you know, and she missed me seeing me, but I picked her up in the spirit. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, he want to make you rich, $1 trillion flow. And you get ready for the trillion flow. And the trillion flow going to do something special for you. When I said a trillion flow.
St. Matthew, I'm looking at St. Matthew,
1 and 9. Get ready for God to bless you. Matthew 5, verse 7, Revelation verse 12, and verse 7, and Revelation chapter 14, God want to make something happen. I want to say whatever you want, it's going out for you. Now, whatever you want, wait a minute, whatever you want, I want to say that now. This is Chicago Mass Choir. And I want to tell you, Chicago going to get in your house. Wherever you at, Net, I'm going to bring Chicago in your house. Whatever you want. Chicago, we're all going on, but Chicago is in your house. The bishop, Chicago bishop, is in your house. Whatever you want. Whatever you need. This is Chicago Mass Choir. And they're saying, whatever you want. Praise God and whatever you want in your house. On this Friday, trillion flow.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. The trillion dollar flow.
See, when you mess up, see, in the book of Enoch, he talked to the angel. He went and talked to God. God said, go back, Enoch, and tell them they got to pay for what they did, for having sex with humans. So if they were from the heavenly, they got to pay for bringing them down. And them giants died out. But they left a lot of evil. And we're dealing with lots of witchcraft and warlock and evil right now. But I want you to stay prayerful. Psalm 57, Psalm 48, Psalm 55, Psalm 45, Revelation 2 and 9, St. Matthew 6 and 33, Revelation 12 and 7. Whatever you want. Woo! I just feel the anointing tonight. When I pray, something's going to happen. When I pray, something's going to break loose. Carrie, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Mother Rickley down in Natchez, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. Brother Clyde White, give me a call. I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for your knees and your circulation. Somebody hurting on the left back. I'm praying on that left side. I keep feeling that pain. But whatever you want, with God Almighty, God got it. Somebody, I need some love. I need some joy. I need some happiness. I need some peace. Whatever you want, some hands together. Lord, I want to be blessed. Lord, I want to be healed. See, everything you ask God for, he gave it to you, you still ain't recognizing God in your life. Some of you are just greedy. I'm praying for Dr. Christian, going through her little thing, and you know, sometimes you have to tell the truth, and the truth will set you free. But I'm praying for those tonight. I'm praying that God open the door. I was looking here. It says a trillion flow, finance and blessing, money blessing. Some of you need that, and I'm going to pray for you. But whatever you want, God got what you want. That's in my spirit, and I want to give you that tonight. And I'm going to go off the airplane that because it's in my spirit tonight that whatever you want, God got what you want. Now, I want you to read these scriptures tonight. If you got a need, plant a seed. When you see, you know, I don't jump up and down and beg, I just see. And when you see, you get blessed. I know. This happened to me down in Mississippi. White lady comes to the bishop, come and pray for my land. Now, she didn't say she was going to give me nothing. I went and prayed for her. Mother give them with me. I prayed for her. You know, when I prayed, she ceded to our ministry. And when she ceded to the minister, she come back to tell me the next month she had oil on her land. And she ceded. And I want you. You might not know. You done tried everything. Start the seeding for a situation you got, for your husband, for your wife, for your children. You see that God, this is my seed, and God going to turn it around for you. Because whatever I want, whatever you want, God going to give it to you. I'm going to take this time out tonight, the trillion flow. I'm going to pray for them that lost loved one, the brother, sister, lost the mother, lost the uncle, cousin. It's death finna fall. I feel death. I feel the spirit of Abaddon. But I rebuke you, Abaddon, from that people now. And I want to tell you, I feel that death spirit, but I want to rebuke it by the name of the Almighty God. Gabriel, send Abaddon back. Michael, sent Abaddon back. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Some of you don't want to let go and let God. But when you let go and let God, something good happens. I see money. I see a check being wrote coming to you. I'm seeing money being released that you thought you wasn't going to get it. Bam. It's coming. I'm talking to somebody tonight. But I want to pray. God got your name on the list. And I just want to pray as the family sing this song. Then we're going back to whatever you want. I want to put that in your thing. Whatever you want. You have not because you ask not. I'm praying tonight God bring the families together. I'm praying tonight body, mind, soul, and spirit for your divine healing. Olivia, I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call, every special Gene, I'm praying for you tonight. Francis, I'm praying for you all the way in Ohio. Tell you, Amika in Ohio. And I want to tell you, all is well. Adina in Kenya, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone, every spirit, as I get out over the airway, I'm going to pray.
And oh, how he talks with me.
Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob.
And oh,
somebody needs to know tonight all is well. Somebody needs that cataract. That brain cancer, that breast cancer, that bone cancer, that high blood, that sugar, right now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Maxine, I'm praying for you. That alcohol spirit, that dope spirit. In the name, that glue, that drink that's upsetting you right now. In the name of the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Right now, I lift holy hands up. The Holy Ghost. No tall. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got in all that way. Knowledge of God. I just feel right now we need to pray. I feel right now the curse trying to take your children, trying to take your family, trying to take you out. Devil, demonic, lose your hope. That accident. In the name of the Father. I'm praying for somebody right now. They're in the hospital. They're going to make it. I send the angel Michael. Raphael, the healing angel. Metatron. The archangel to go forth. To move all evil. Right now. You don't have to miss suicide, young lady. You don't have to kill the child. God know all. God know the problem you in. God know what you want tonight. I just feel all is well. I'm speaking to somebody. Hold your head up. The best is yet to come. Let me say it again. The best is yet to come. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back because the best is yet to come. The devil can't take you out because God got you. And I like Lisa always said, God got me. And I want to tell you tonight, St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God got you. And believe me, God's going to keep you. Yes, he is. I'm praying for you, Brother Paul. Brother William, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Brother Kenneth, I'm praying for you. Brother Frank, I'm praying for you. God is getting ready to open up some doors. He's going to let you see. He got your name. Can't nothing. God got you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I feel somebody's shoulder blade. They've been hurting their back. Lift them hands up. That neck. Move that neck from side to side. It's a healing. I feel a warmness, a healing moving on them knees and on the bottom of your feet. Medicine can't do it. Nothing but the medicine from the Almighty God. Glory. Woo! Touch that mind, that worried mind. Touch that mother, that sister, that brother. Father God, the young man in jail. Bring him out right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God's going to give you something. Glory, hallelujah. Can't nothing hold you back. Set back for a comeback and say, I'm back. Devil couldn't stop you. The new house, the new car, the money for gas, the money for the rent. The money for the light. He said, I don't know where it's coming from. But God, glory, hallelujah, Baba. God, glory, east, west, north, and south, up and down, over the world, the universe, God got you. The devil can't take you out because God got you. Yeah, the devil wants to knock you out. Glory, hallelujah. Tell the Lord thank you tonight. Just praise God. Just praise him. Woo! Good God Almighty. I wanna share this with you tonight. Whatever you need, God wants. Reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall, you're on the star. You're still on high ground. Still on high ground. God got it. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. God got it. For you, I'm gonna play happy birthday for you. honey, I want you to walk in it. Tell somebody it's my birthday. That was yesterday. Every day is my birthday. Long as I'm in the month of May, I'm having a birthday party. I'm having a party with myself. I just want you to know that tonight. Get ready. Psalm, I don't know, did I give you Psalms 98? I gave you Psalms 98, Psalm 57, Psalms 48, Psalms 55, and Psalms 45. And Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation 12 and 7, where Micah had to fight whatever you want tonight. Julie, what you want? Dina, what you want? Dee Dee, what you want? Debbie, glory, hallelujah, call the names out. Louise, what you want? Mother Love in Yazoo City, what you want? I want to bring to your house tonight. Glory. Storm, well, we planned for those over in Michigan with that tornado hit. It tore up everything. I don't think nobody, but you know, I told you it's going to be coming back to back. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pearl William, I haven't heard from you. Happy. God bless you, Pearl. Whatever you want. Come on, girl. Whatever you want. Let me see, I got whatever you want tonight. Whatever you want. You have not because you ask not. Whatever you want. Renee, Regina, what you want. I want to tell you whatever you want. You can get Rose, whatever you want. I want to tell you whatever you want tonight. Joe, whatever you want. If you don't want nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. And I'm going to read this hymn, Matthew 6, 30. Seek first the kingdom of God. What that means, the righteousness of God, whatever you want. Once you do that, you can say, God, I want whatever you want. But you got to read this first. Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness and all the other stuff. Good God Almighty. I'm seeing somebody being healed tonight. I'm seeing the word healed. If you can just can hold on to what I'm talking about tonight, you're going to get a healing. And it comes quick, fast. And somebody, Bishop, is coming in there, whatever you want tonight. Glory, hallelujah. You know something? I just feel that with all of the killing that's going on, God is still in control. And I want to say to the type of young folks, because you got an iPhone, don't mean that you need a 38. You know, these young folks get a phone and a gun, and they go crazy. And their mom and daddy ain't sending them to them. Mother, where's your child at now? Where's your son? Where's your daughter? Where they at now? I want to let you know. Wherever they're at, I want you to know what's going on. Wherever they're going on, whatever you want. I'm a Don't forget, Sunday morning, the bishop, 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, if you got a need, plant a seed. I want God to speak to you.
Yeah. He's healthy. He's this good. Science did that.
Thank you.